said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello.
And welcome to Bad Behavior.
That was actually our original intro song, but we kind of tested it with friends and family, and they all said, don't sing.
It hurt.
It hurt, but we wanted to make sure you guys heard it.
I put my all into it.
And he just really did.
Just to be so verbally abused. Like, they said some real hateful stuff.
Yeah.
I was not ready for it.
Yeah.
But anyways, welcome to the show, Bad Behavior.
Welcome to the show.
Sterling?
Yes.
How are thee?
I don't know. I feel like I need a trip.
You know, that's one thing I really want to do this year is travel more. Because I got my, what's that? Passport. I was like, what's that book?
You know? What's that little book the government gives you?
Well, no, I got the passport in 2016 to go to Punta Cana.
Uh-huh.
And then the only other place I've been...
Edinburgh.
But yeah, but it was like a three-year gap. So I'm like, I haven't really used this passport.
Yeah.
And it's probably... I think it expires in like 2 or 3 years. So I'm like, I want to fill this
Did you know this? You can get another passport after it expires.
I know, but I feel like it's just such a waste to have had it for such a long time and not fill it with anything.
Yeah.
From our perspective, the last trip we took together was a friend's trip to Cape Cod.
Oh, I loved that trip. It was so fun.
It was so great.
Yeah.
We rented this nice little house, Airbnb.
Yeah. And Blair was like really into this particular workout. And I remember we would wake up in the morning, it would be like you and me in the backyard. He was doing basically a CrossFit workout towards me, being like, all right, so next is 100 burpees in a row. And I'd be like, in a row?
Well, it was also you.
Yes.
And our friend Ruby.
Yeah. Who, Ruby, I hope you're listening. And I'm going to know you're not listening because you will not have texted me when this episode airs.
Well, I think, did she give up halfway through?
I don't want to be like this, Ruby. You did give up pretty early on.
Okay, so it was still pandemic times. It was less pandemic, but still pandemic.
It was right after we all got our vaccination. So it was, yeah.
Yeah, we were ready to get turnt in Cape Cod. But no, I was still trying to, because I had gotten so good about doing home workouts. And even on a trip, yes, I'm that person who still wants to work out. And so I was doing these workouts and I invited you guys to do it with me.
I mean, I loved it. It was really fun. But I just didn't do a good job because I can't do like actually like 200 sit-ups in a row. You were going and I'd be like, can we take a break?
And I think you guys only did it with me one day.
Yeah, but I remember the day fondly.
But my favorite day.
What was it?
Was when we went to the beach and we wound up on a nude beach. Do you remember that?
The nude beach. I loved that for us.
Well, it was also kind of a quiet nude beach.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of people.
Very private.
Okay, so refresh my drink.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we saw signage. Because I feel like one woman just took her top off and I was like, hello.
No, I think that... Gosh, I can't remember. Did I know it was a nude beach?
Well, I knew when I saw that woman taking her top off and I was like, hello, hunks.
Yeah, I think maybe we didn't know it was a nude beach.
But the best image, there was this older gentleman who was flying a kite.
And that's not even a euphemism.
Pecker flopping around.
Flopping.
He was running backwards. on the rocky part.
I would say like not running. Running
or jauntily like, skipping.
Yeah. Backwards.
Backwards.
Flying his kite.
Yeah.
And I can't emphasize how rocky. Like we were walking and we'd have to really like be looking down to make sure we knew where we were. Like it was a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just don't know how he wasn't tripping, how he wasn't scared of falling and hurting parts of him that were exposed.
Right. Like, his little baby pecker was just, like, you know, along for the ride, just flopping along. You can't see it right now, but I'm doing a motion with my hands. Would you say it was kind of like this?
I would say it was smaller than that, but yeah.
Well, not size, but the motion.
Yeah, that was kind of
bouncing.
The motion. Yeah, bouncing.
A little bounce.
But when we got to the nude beach, Blair, I don't want to call you out, but you got scared.
Well, because Sterling is quite the exhibitionist. I don't know if you know this. But she really loves to just show every single body part to whoever will look.
That's not the truth. Mm-hmm. But you were like, Sterling,
keep them
keep
things.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Keep them on your clothes. It was funny because I was like, I wasn't planning on.
You know how, like, you go to some place that you've never been before, and some people like to experience what's happening around them,
and
like,
that's
be a part
me.
Of it.
I do like to do that.
I feel like you do.
I do.
Okay, so.
But I didn't want to make my friend uncomfortable, even though I said, why are you so uncomfortable with the female form?
I'm just very anti-woman, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't want to see any of it.
We've got to change that for you this year. We're half of the population, Blair.
I know. No, I am very pro-woman. I've watched all of Designing Women and Golden Girls. These are TV shows. And I know how women work.
Okay.
And Sex and the City. I watch Sex and the City. So I know how they have sex, too.
Well.
If you can't put it together, I am a homosexual.
Blair, speaking of women, I hope you're going to be okay with this one.
I'm gonna do my dangdest.
Because she is our dear friend. We're so excited that she's on today.
Yes.
She's done our show before, our live show before. She has Power Suit at Club Cumming and does Backyard Show at Union Hall. Please welcome our dear friend, Rebecca Weiser.
Oh my God, thank you so much for doing our podcast, Rebecca.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So we're going to dive right in.
We
got a hot button question.
Yeah.
I love it.
How do you handle bad behavior?
I think I'm definitely a thinker. I definitely have to stew before making decisions.
Well, do you know if you have a specific stew time? You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, what's like the approximate stew time?
Approximate stew time? I mean, okay, so I'm on Lexapro, so I used to like ruminate a lot. I used to be like big rumination girl, but like the medication has helped me cut down on that time. With my mom, for example, like, we used to like have this relationship where she would just say things that would like get under my skin and I would like lash out mm-hmm. like at weird times. But now I'm trying to like say how I feel in the moment. And that's big. That's growth.
That's huge.
What is your success rate with that?
I haven't done the math.
I haven't done it actually since the time yet. I've still been thinking about it.
So based on that answer, it seems pretty low.
Probably still pretty low. I have an issue just with like resentment building over time and like little things bothering me. And then I like don't speak up about it. And then I'll just like with my mom, like I'll just get mad at something else.
I have a tendency to be very like, oh, that's great with one person and then just bitch about everything they said to another person. I'm not going to get so
gorgeous,
but you know who it is.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes you need to do that. Like sometimes you need to have a person, like you need to vent about someone to someone else.
It's gotten to the point where we just kind of look forward to like, hey, what did they say this week?
Oh, you know? For sure. So I love like, that relationship.
Now it's gotten to that point. I don't know if it's healthy, but you know.
Yeah. I don't. I could never tell if that's healthy or not.
We can make it unhealthy. Name names.
So I wanted to ask you, so you host a show called Power Suit mm-hmm. at Club Cumming.
Yes.
Where does the title come from?
Power Suit is inspired by like 80s, 90s, like CEO, like like Wall Street, like yeah. breaking the glass ceiling. And I don't know. I think we just thought it was like a fun aesthetic and like yeah. it's fun to write our intro in like the characters of like female Jack Donaghy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Speaking of the show.
Oh, here we go.
We have a little game for you, and it is called Heaven or Hell.
Okay.
And this is a game where on a scale of 1 being hell
yeah.
and 10 being heaven, where you would rank these certain things.
Okay.
So, again, your show is called Power Suit. And because yeah. of this also made me think of famously girl bosses.
Yeah.
And one of, I would say, a girl boss I kind of thought of right off the bat. Is our good friend, good friend of the pod, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, I tell you, she was on here and she just kept talking about Goop. And I'm like, girlfriend, we get it. We love lotion.
You guys love talking about your friendship with Gwyneth
Paltrow.
We
always are saying.
She brought Apple. And I was like, this kid is something else.
Something else. Okay, Apple. So love for her. Today, I have 6 Gwyneth Paltrow quotes.
Okay.
That I would like you to, and again, they are just like, do you like the quote or not? Kind of on the scale of heaven or hell.
Simple.
You think, I will say most of these quotes ultimately are hell, right? It is ultimately our dear friend Gwyneth. All right, number one, Blair.
Okay.
I would rather die than let my kid eat cup of soup.
And if I can just say, I think she means cup of noodles than a bowl of soup.
That's right. Cup of soup. I'm like, cup of soup. Is she like a Cockney lady now? A cup of soup. That was an amazing accent. I would give that a two. Yeah, I give that a two.
Okay.
In my dear friend Gwyneth's defense,
yeah,
there's so much sodium. So it's just, she's worried about Apple's health.
That's why I'm like two, because it's like, okay, girl, get over yourself. But it's also like, I see your intentions, because I'm that kind of person.
Okay. Fair.
All right. Number two. I had my first bowl of gazpacho when I was 15 in Spain, and the impression it made was a lasting one.
I would give that an 8. I think it's kind of cool that gazpacho has really influenced Gwyneth. I think it's, and it's like, yeah, like you're like a rich girl, like have your first gazpacho be in Spain. You know, like don't hide that.
As someone who is a microwave chef, I don't entirely know what gazpacho is.
That's so fair.
So gazpacho is like a cold tomato soup pureed. It maybe even has some other vegetables in it, but like
probably.
It's like a cold summer soup.
It's a cold summer soup.
Would you agree, Rebecca? You would never. They would boot you out of Spain. That's for sure.
Imagine
disgusting.
Opening a can of Campbell's soup and then just putting it in a bowl, adding a few ice cubes.
Ice cubes, sometimes even croutons.
That sounds refreshing.
Yes,
it's refreshing.
A refreshing, cold, thick soup. Okay, number three. I drank like crazy when Apple and Moses were babies. How else could I get through the day?
That's hilarious. I would say 5, I guess. Because it's kind of loaded, right? Because it's like, who am I to judge like a mother, you know, like, and what a mother needs to get through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know her experience. Like, maybe she had postpartum or something. Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, my initial thought is like, oh, like, it's bad. Like, you shouldn't drink when your kids are babies. Like, fuck you. But
not in womb.
Not in womb. Right. Post-womb.
Post-womb.
So I'm going to say that's neutral. I think it's like, I don't feel good or bad about it. I think it's just like, you had to do what you had to do.
Okay. Number four. Okay. Do you want me to be honest? The Met Gala sucked.
Whoa. Hot take.
Wow. I would give that a 10 because I think whenever someone's honest, that's heaven.
That's heaven in your book. Okay, gorgeous.
All right, next one. I'm incredibly close to the common woman and that I'm a woman and a mother.
I would probably give that a 3.
Why?
Expand.
You don't think she's close to the common woman?
I think, first of all, the phrase common woman... just goes to show you that you don't know what... that is the common woman.
I know. I really do like common woman. It really feels like the days of peasants.
Yeah.
Like the common woman.
It's the new like nasty woman. The common woman.
And this is the last one.
Okay.
I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak.
I would have to give that one a 1.
Really? So you don't think Gwyneth kind of invented yoga? Brought yoga to our culture?
Controversially, I guess not. But you know, feel free to bleep this out. Feel free to cut this.
Blair, you have a strange look on your face.
I was trying to process what she was saying.
Okay, so basically, Gwyneth likes to do this thing where she's like, everyone thinks I'm crazy. I'm doing crazy stuff. I'm fasting. I'm doing juice cleanses. I'm doing eggs in my or
Well, it was stones, a crystal in her hoop.
Crystals in, yeah. Or like vagina candles. But this, so it's kind of the same
hold
frame.
Hold on. What is a vagina candle?
It's a candle that smells like a vagina. Now I guess we're
the
promoting.
The common woman's vagina.
The common woman's vagina. Okay.
You can smell like the common woman's vagina for just $200.
Yeah. Available on Goop. Use promo code bad behavior.
Yes.
So I think this is in that same vein where people are being like, she's so weird for doing yoga. What even is this thing? And people are calling her a witch and a freak.
I hope she's okay now. That must have been really hard
for
her.
That must have been really hard. I really hope she's okay.
Yeah. And we do too.
We should DM her.
Yeah, we'll make sure to send our love after the episode.
I wonder if she's on Cameo so we can sort of connect with her that way.
Yeah, that would be a really gorgeous way to connect.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Okay, Rebecca,
okay.
We've asked you on our show for one reason and one reason only. And I think you know what that is. Mm. To tell us a story which might make the average common woman say, I don't know if that's good or bad. Now, whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say I want to be judged as harshly as possible.
Oh, okay. Get ready.
Please don't hold back at all.
We won't.
Okay, so this is about crushes and the things that we do and don't do.
I love that.
Okay.
This, I feel like I'm going to relate to this.
Everyone got really nervous.
Yeah. We're obsessed with crushes on this pod. Okay. So I can't wait.
So I did your guys' show and I talked about how I had a really big crush on this boy from my high school who I would describe as like a male manic pixie dream girl, like really free spirit, really like woo woo boo boo boy.
I love a woo woo boo boo boy. Can you describe what makes a boo boo boy? Just for
well, woo woo, it's like okay, huh? But boo boo is like okay, he's actually really hot.
I'm going to start using
that. Does that make sense?
I cannot wait to meet the man of my dreams, which I hope is woo woo boo boo.
I hope so much for you. Okay. So the summer before we left for college, there was this like sort of tension between us where he outed me as having a crush on him, but chose not to reciprocate those feelings. But at the end of the summer, like invited me to go like skinny dipping and dancing, which I like didn't know.
Which did you do first?
We went dancing and then we...
Okay,
and then
good.
We went skinny dipping, but I like was like, I'm not going to skinny dip because you rejected me 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm getting in fully clothed.
Yeah,
I'm
you
getting
don't
get
in
to see
fully,
this body.
Fully clothed with a coat full of rocks. Yeah, so cut to like 6 months later, it's winter break after freshman year of college, which is like 5 weeks long. It's like... I would rank that a 5 because it's purgatory.
Yeah, it lasts literally forever.
It lasts forever and you truly lose sight of who you are.
Absolutely.
But this amazing thing happened where there was like this big snowstorm and I was having a sleepover at my friend's house. My friend Carrie, Carrie's boyfriend came over and the boyfriend brought Woo Woo Boo Boo.
Oh my God.
To her house. And that night, like we hooked up, like we like made out.
And is this the first kiss between you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
okay.
The first kiss between
now,
us.
Do you have a way of describing the kiss in the Woo Woo Boo Boo sense? Is there a word for that?
Oh, let me... I would say it would be Rock-a-Rolla off the Metropolitan G.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Okay.
So something had started and I was like really, really, really excited because I still had feelings for him and I was still like really into him even though like things were weird. So we only have like a short amount of time together because he's going back to South America where he's taking a gap year.
Wow.
Where he's sort of just like traveling from like Peruvian village to Peruvian village with nothing but a backpack and white male charisma.
Did that turn you on more?
It was, yeah. It worked for me. I was like, why can't I do that? And there's like, there's a list of reasons. It's like, why can't I be like him?
Wait, really quick.
Yeah.
On the night of the kiss.
Yeah.
The snowstorm
night.
Did he say anything? Like, did you guys bring up anything about the rejection? Or was it like, don't talk about it? Like, was he like, I'm now like, I can't believe I did that.
I don't think so. But I remember it was like this moment where like everyone else was going to sleep. Like we were sitting like in my friend's basement, like on the couch, and like I wasn't making a move. So like he kissed me. Mm. And like similarly to earlier in the summer where he was like, I can tell you had a crush on me. He was like, I can tell you wanted me to do that.
Wow.
I don't love that.
Very bold of woo woo boo boo.
Yeah, I don't love that either.
Did you at least say, you're wrong?
Yeah, I said, you're wrong. And then I like attacked it.
Slowly unbuttoning your shirt. Yeah.
You've never been more wrong. But okay, the moment of like questionably bad behavior comes like a few days later. We only have like a few, like a week or 2 weeks to really like hang out and like whatever, do whatever. Sorry, I'm PG-13.
That's fine.
And so I go out to dinner in Boston, where I'm from, visiting a friend at her apartment. And I get a text from my boy being like, let's hang out tonight. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. So I go to dinner with my friend. I come out of the apartment and the car has been towed. Mm. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. Like my parents' car has been towed.
Yeah.
Like that sucks. But I'm 18. And I do not have accountability for my actions. I don't remember how I get home, but I get home. Mm-hmm. I immediately take my parents' other car to the boy's house.
Okay.
While we're there, I'm there for like 6 hours. Like I get there at like midnight and I leave at like 6 a.m. And like while we're there, I think we're just like cuddling and like smooching and it's like romantic and stuff. It might be the last time we're seeing each other before he goes to be a white savior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But like just a few fun moments from that night. I think I gave him his first blowjob.
Oh.
Aww.
Gorgeous.
Oh, guys, stop crying. It's okay.
I have tears in my eyes.
Were you like, I have a surprise for you?
And he sings while I suck his dick, just to sort of paint a picture.
Please tell me that's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. He's singing while I suck his dick. His first blowjob. He's like, yeah, it feels so good.
Oh, he's kind of doing improv singing.
Yeah, he's scatting. He's scatting.
I don't love that.
He's doing a jazz standard.
And are you kind of like, thank God you're giving me a rhythm down here? Or are you like,
no, I'm like, what? I'm like, what the hell is happening?
So he's singing.
Did you hum along? No, I don't think I had read the article from Vogue magazine that was like, if you hum, it feels amazing for their cock. I missed that one. I like had only just learned that you can use your mouth and your hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Is this a horny podcast? Because
it is now.
It is now.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
We've really not had anyone be horny on our podcast.
Really?
Can you, for me, can you just describe, like compare him to a celebrity? Like what did he look like?
Okay. Not like this, but he kind of looked like a young, like Matt Damon vibes.
Okay, very hot.
Okay.
He was really good looking to me.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to be so good looking if you're going to be humming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, getting away with
tall,
it.
Tall, like really nice smile.
How
like,
was his voice?
Shaggy brown hair. I mean, not like it wasn't like opera. Like it wasn't like.
Okay, so he's humming.
He's humming. We're going. I don't know if anyone finishes, but
okay.
Whatever.
It's
a magical experience.
It's magical.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? It is all right. I can finally have closure. Anyway, I get home. I like go back to like my parents' house and they're like, what the fuck? Like you've been out all night and our car is towed. And I'm like, yeah, but at least I got my rocks off.
Were they proud of you at least?
They were like, yes. They like pop champagne. Yeah. They're like, yes, our daughter had a mediocre sexual experience. They're like, woo, let's get drunk. Okay. Yeah, so I guess that's the story.
That's the tale.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? Where's that towed car? What happened next with the towed car?
I don't really remember because I was like, this isn't important to me.
Yeah.
But
so it's actually still impounded.
It's still impounded. I think I had to go with my dad to like go get it out.
Yeah. And did you pay for it? Do you know?
I mean, I didn't have money, so that's no.
Okay.
They paid
okay.
for it.
I just want to get the details in case, you know, you were taking consequences for your actions.
I wasn't.
You got back at 6 a.m. and they knew.
Yeah, well, I remember I came home, I went to bed, and they were like, where's Rebecca been? Like, I could hear them, like, from their room being like, where is she?
And you full-on told them, or did you come up with an excuse?
No, I told them. I told them.
Like, that you were...
That I was like
singing into a microphone, so to speak.
So to speak, I was humming. I didn't tell them like details.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's fair.
But I did. They did know that I was like at this boy's house. They knew that like we were seeing each other during this time.
Wow. Well, this is one of the baddest things I think we've ever heard.
I do have a follow up question. Did you ever hear from this guy again?
Yeah. So I don't remember. Maybe we hung out like one more time after that. But I was like, I was really down bad for him. And like, so he was going to like back to South America. My family and I were going on like a little winter vacay to Florida. Uh-huh. And I remember when we were in Florida, I called him up. I called the boy like on my cell phone. Like I called him voice to voice. Okay. And I was like, I just wanted to say, I really like you. And I really liked this time we had together. And you're really special to me. And he was like, that's really nice. He was like, that was really nice. Thank you for that. And I was like, I just needed some closure. And he was like, that's cool. I thought we had closure, but you know what? You're right. This is closure. And then he wrote me letters.
What?
While he was traveling.
What were the letters?
It was like, I don't know.
Like, hey, friend.
He was nice to me. He was like, you're great and I liked you and you like whatever and it was fun. But like, I think he never was like as into me as I was into him.
Mm. He's a wild spirit.
He's wild. He can't be tamed down. Yeah. And I was just like a horny little anxious girl.
Sterling, how you feeling?
Oh my goodness.
You guys feeling okay? Like,
well,
just
it's hard
sort of
because
mental health check.
I'm feeling great. I mean, I absolutely love this story. I think that part of me is like, if you aren't doing things like this at 18,
yeah,
like, come on, this is the age to be absolutely reckless. I feel like my brain was broken at 18. Mm. Like, when it came to boys, I was doing crazy things. I would say I'm a very straight edge person.
Yeah.
Back then, I look at myself and I'm like, what? But part of me, I'm like, that's goofy behavior. Like, I once jumped out of a physical moving Uber or a cab. This boy was trying to physically run from me. And I jumped out. I thought he was just maybe heading somewhere else. I have to say I'd had a few drinks. I leaped out and chased him down the street. And I was like, where are you headed? Anyways,
on.
I'm just saying that's what I was also doing at 18.
Oh, okay, hold on. What did you say to make him run away?
Oh, I actually hadn't even said a thing.
Why was he running away?
I don't remember. Also, like, a bunch of people were in the car. I think he was panicked about something. I don't know.
Where are you going,
know.
Buddy?
But anyways, I feel like acting a fool, it's an amazing time to do that. And ultimately, a car being impounded is not going to affect the rest of your life. I think, like, yeah. Foolish behavior, it's like taking it to an extent that hopefully it won't like ruin your future.
Yeah.
And I feel like this, the story of being young and silly. And also, you have to have a crush and go after an absolute idiot at that age. And then hopefully be able to have some time to reflect and be like, what? I would have been able to like risk it all in my life like for this absolute fool. And so I think it's just like a nice experience to have. And I think if you're not doing that at 18, what if you are like, I got to still do that and it's 29. And then you're like, oh, God.
I got it out of my system and
exactly.
I'm glad for that. Yeah.
So I guess in some ways I lean good.
Wow. Thank you.
What are you thinking, Blair?
Well, you know, your parents gave you life.
Yeah.
Okay. He always brings it back to this.
You know what? They got together on a special night, removed all their clothes.
I think about that a lot.
Well, you don't always have to remove everything.
Well, they removed the bottom stuff.
You know, unless you sort of just, you know, pull it to the side.
So they were just...
You know, when you're peeing and you just pull it to the side.
Yeah. You've never worn a one-piece bathing
suit.
Yeah,
you've never.
And it shows.
But I will say they got together on a special night and they were like, let's create a Rebecca. They gave you life and a house and money. And you were just no, I did it all for a pecker and a song.
And that's what you were saying in the moment.
That's the name of my memoir. I did it all for a pecker and a song.
So I'm saying bad behavior.
Wow.
Okay. So Rebecca, when we come to an impasse like we are at right now, basically we are going to give you 30 seconds on the clock to make one last impassioned argument. To sway either one of us. You could sway us to go bad or sway us to go good, whichever you would like.
Okay, yes, my parents gave me life. Yes, they gave me a house. Yes, they gave me money. But you know what they did not give me? The social skills to have a kiss before I was 18 years old. Mm. And you know what? They should have guided my hand down the pants of the boys in my high school so that I wouldn't have to get their car towed.
And
so
time's
that
up.
I wouldn't. Oh.
That was a quick 30 seconds.
What the hell? 30? I thought you guys said 60.
Oh God. Well, if you have one last sentence, we don't want to cut
you
off.
You know what? I have to end there. You know,
that
I
was
can't keep
an
going.
Amazing argument. Blair, has she convinced you?
You know what? When I came out, you know, because I lived in denial for so long and I'd never been around a pecker myself. So
not even your own.
Not even my own.
Not even a cup of soup of a pecker.
So if my father, who is a preacher, would have been there and be like, come on, you got this. You know, I get it. You know what? You're right. They just didn't love you. And you were defying good behavior.
Thank you. It was them who was bad behavior for letting me borrow their car and then their other car.
Okay, Blair.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you have officially been deemed
good behavior.
Yes.
I apologize. My phone was telling me to stand up, you lazy bum.
Oh, my word. Okay, so we have a reward for you today. So we believe one of the most amazing things one can be gifted is a compliment from your therapist.
Oh.
So in this vase we have here, we have some compliments that we've written that we would love to receive from our therapist. And so we are going to be reading them kind of quote unquote from a hypothetical therapist to give to you.
So get ready to take this in.
Okay.
This is perfect. Your lover was an absolute dick. And you had every right to set their mattress ablaze. Fires are very cleansing.
Thank you.
It fits her story exactly.
Well, the lover part.
The fire ablaze with my passionate fellatio.
How do you feel?
I feel restored. I feel rejuvenated.
Yeah.
I feel seen.
Wow. Well, I really loved that story. That was amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. Tell our listeners where they could find you.
Sure. My social media handle is at RebWise, RebWeis, and I host comedy shows Power Suit and Backyard Show. Check me out.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.